honorable members, the guests. I take it that I'm still audible.
We can hear you, Chair.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think looking at the time and the numbers on the platform, we should be able to start with the required number. Is it Ajira?
That's correct, Chairperson.
All right, thank you. Honorable members, our guests, fellow South Africans, we are meeting today in this portfolio committee to focus in the main on adoption of the fourth quarter reports for CDT and TCIS, as well as the legal requirements for all our minutes to have been adopted by the committee. So we'll look at those items as they are flighted. Indeed, as I welcome you, I do also understand that South Africans are making reflections on the life and times of stalwarts who have passed on, namely
recording in progress
Ibrahim and Umama Lindiwe Mabuza, for the contributions they've made in this country and the people of the world. And our condolences go to the families and the entire country. Honorable members, just to deal with some of what I would call official announcements, I'm sure you'd also be aware that we still have house sittings where we're expected to attend. And of course, in the way we run our meetings, we are always qualitative in the engagement, such that we do not compromise the quality of discussions, but also allow space for members to fully prepare for the house sittings. But amongst other things very important this week would be the launch on the side of Parliament, the Institute, that they would be looking at assisting members in particular as they seek to develop themselves in the areas of work, but also in terms of their academic development, which is also important in the work we do as representatives of the people, that we sharpen our understanding on a number of matters, not only politically, but also from a point of universal theories and so on, which the academic side does. And I'll therefore plead with members that as this would present an opportunity for also our self-development as members, that we seize the opportunity of courses and as well as other development programs that would be made available to us, such that post our participation in Parliament, we can still play a role in the development of South Africans, having used this opportunity that they've given us. So I thought that is an important aspect. But this also because it is our last portfolio committee before the Parliament rises and come back next year in 2022. I also want to just state the point that indeed where a necessity would require us to convene, which will be in line with the rules of the National Assembly, in particular 161 and 167, would certainly do that. I'm raising it because there are still important matters of statutory appointments where we have been delayed by the other way. work that needs to be done by other agencies. So if that was to be resolved and that we need to complete our task, would plead with members, as I said, in line with the rules of National Assembly, in particular 161 and 167, that we are able to attend to those. I do know, though, that we would have also received, I think by yesterday, some petitions with regard to the services at postal post offices. But as well, would have received a complaint from a member of the public in relation to fixed contracts with MNOs, given a job security question as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the scheduling of our program, as you would also receive a draft program, those are some of the things we are thinking of putting so that we are attending, we attend to these questions that our people would raise. Would have advice, of course, accordingly on that. And I'm sure honorable members would remember that we had received before petitions and we have allowed organizations like OUTA to come before the committee. In some situations, it was matters related to the SABC, to social media platforms. We have tried to organize roundtable discussions on those as part of our program. So I just want to assure those South Africans who take interest on the work that's done by this committee, who would also want to see this committee intensifying its oversight work by writing directly to the committee, that we are taking that seriously and in our programming, given the time that has lapsed at this point. So I just thought those would be, for me, the official side of things that members may need to take note of. But just to deal with the formalities of running this meeting, honorable members, we are reminded, including the participants that are on the platform, that the rules as adopted by Parliament on virtual meetings still apply in its committees. One being that let's ensure at all times that our mics are muted, our video cameras are off up until the time when a speaker would want to speak, will then raise the hand on the gadget. And if there's a struggle, at least indicate to the chair that you'd want to be recognized to speak. In that case, the chair would recognize the member, and only at the time that the chair would ask the member to take platform that you'd unmute your mic, as well as switch on your video camera. But in a situation where you are experiencing network challenges or connectivity challenges, please indicate so that we can also give permission that your video camera could be off in order to maximize the bandwidth. This would also apply in situations where members or participants would lose connectivity and they reconnect to the meeting, that at all times when you connect to the meeting, ensure that your mic is muted as well as your video camera is off. This is to ensure that there is no distraction of the member who may be on the platform or speaker that would be on the platform, but as well as to avoid background sounds that may not be conducive for our meeting. On the point of orders, the same would apply. Firstly, we're all advised that we avoid unnecessary point of orders that can collapse a meeting on this platform. However, because those are allowed in terms of our rules, but you will be speaking only once you are recognized, and therefore not unmute the mic without being recognized to speak on that order, and the chair would indeed make the links on those. So if we keep these rules, honorable members, it will then assist us to have a smooth running meeting that is able to achieve its intended purpose for convening such a meeting. So having said that, I will then check with the committee secretary or committee support staff to check if there are apologies or applications for the both absence that would have been received for purposes of record. Angela?
Morning, Chairperson. We just have an apology for alternate member, Mr. Kwangpa. Thank you.
Okay. We have an apology for alternate member, Mr. Kwangpa. I take it that there are no further apologies from members that may have not been captured, even having been forwarded to administration. If not, I just want to clarify once again this point, that for purposes of our meeting today, which is about our committee reports and our minutes, the executive is not obliged to appear before this committee, because these are just our own reflections, having received presentations from them, and we should do that freely. More importantly, it entrenches that separation of powers that's expected from the different arms. So I just thought it's important, so that for those who are also monitoring our attendance, it's understood that in the main, this is the meeting of the committee to adopt its own reports and minutes. So that's where we are. I will therefore, honorable members, without better waste of time, ask that we have the reports as stated in the notice convening the meeting. We will do as we usually do, start with one report, we go through it, and members would raise the points they would want to raise, whether it's correction or clarity on a matter that they may think it's not captured properly or doesn't reflect the spirit of the discussions. That's an opportunity to do that. We'll spend, of course, a bit of time on the observations and the recommendations that we are making to the House. So, Angela, you can sit. We are now on the report on GCIS and the MDDA. Okay, we're now on observations. As I said, we'll take it a bit slow, just to check if members are in agreement on that. On recommendations, any member would want to speak on recommendations before speak to that? Okay, on recommendation D, I just thought it's important to give proper context to it. Instead of maybe using ban, it's over and above the physical distribution of Vukuzenzele to the people. There should be new and more innovative ideas of sending communication to the people, as I said, over and above the physical distribution of Vukuzenzele. In relation to the agency, I think just a correction there, it's something you need to look at even in the body of the report, on grant. As in T, not D. That's on A now, under the agency, not GCIS. Go down on A. Yes, I'm just saying, even in the body of the report, if you can look at grant funding as not grant funding. The grant.
Thank you, Charlie. I've noted that. I will ensure that on the body of the report, also grant funding.
Okay. So that's those were the changes that one thought were important to make. We are now on the other page, page 12. Okay. Honorable members, if there are no further corrections or inputs, can I get then a formal mover and seconder for the adoption of this report on GCIS and MDDA third and fourth quarter. That's Honorable Mbele. I see your hand is up. Any other member that I may not see? Honorable Kubega. Honorable Mbele, you are recognized. You can proceed, followed by Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mbele moves. Honorable Kubega.
Morning, Chair. Greetings to everybody. I second the adoption of the report with those corrections, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kubega. May I just check if there's any objection on this report? No objection. So the report is agreed to. Would now take the third and fourth quarter performance and expenditure report of DCDT. We'll do the same. Now on the observations. Okay, on recommendations, starting with the department. That's the report, honorable members. I take it that now that there's not been corrections to the report, that I now invite members to move. I see honorable Kubega's hand is up. May I just check another member that I may be leaving? Honorable Kubega, you're recognized, you can proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I move for the adoption of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Move for adoption of the report, Honorable Kubega. Can I get a formal seconder? Honorable Mbele, you are recognized.
Chair, I will second the adoption of the report.
So the report is seconded. May I just check if there's any objection to the adoption of this report? No objection. The report is agreed to. Thank you, honorable members. This will then take us to the copies of minutes or sets of minutes that we need to formally approve or adopt as true reflection of discussions that were held by the committee in those different dates. We'll start on the 2nd, June. So that's the minutes on the 2nd of June. I'm sure honorable members would have also looked at the attendance register and that those who would have been in the meeting would get a mover and seconder for formal adoption of the minutes. I do know that usually spend a bit of time on the grammar and so on. And I take it that members have done so and sent that through to administration, which I think on my side I've done to save the time for the meeting. Honorable Kubega, followed by Honorable Mbele.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I move for the adoption of this minutes of the 2nd of June. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mbele.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, just before I table my motion to second, I did just notice one punctuation error that I missed in the first round. If I may just insert that quickly. I hope I've got the correct copy. It was under Section 4, Committee Deliberations. It's Roman numeral 2. On my copy, I just have an apostrophe under "its," the first word, which should not be there. Just should delete the apostrophe there, and then I'm happy to Roman numeral 2. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'm happy to then second, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mbele. We can then go to minutes of the 17th. Mm-hmm. Yes, on the 17th, any matter that members would want to raise, as I said, I take also into consideration submissions made to some grammatical corrections, especially the part of writing in the past tense. If not, may I get a mover and seconder? Honorable Kubega, followed by Honorable Mbele.
Thank you, Chair. I also move, Chair, for the adoption of these minutes of this meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Kubega. Honorable Mbele.
Thank you, Chair.
Seconded, Chair, for adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mbele. We are now on the minutes of the 18th of August. Then find members for move.
One correction, please. It's on the last page, page 4. The second last paragraph. The committee encouraged the executive to just correct the spelling of to make it fast track, not fast tracked. It's appointment process. Oh, it's ready there. Okay, sorry.
So that will also apply in the Board of the Report. Of the... You know. Can we then get, you said, Honorable, you are seconding with that correction?
Yes, Chair, I second with that correction in those minutes, Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Can we get to the next set of minutes? That's the minutes of the 9th of November. I just check if there may be any further corrections. If no corrections, can I get a formal mover and seconder for adoption?
Good morning, Honorable Chair. I move for adoption, Honorable Ntembo. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ntembo. May I then get a seconder? Honorable Mbele?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm happy to second adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Mbele. The minutes have been moved and seconded. Can get to the minutes of the 10th. There are no further corrections. May I then get a mover and seconder again? For those who attended the meeting.
Chair,
yes.
Thank you, Chair. I move for adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Is Honourable Kubeka stand up?
Yes, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, the minutes have been seconded. We are now on the minutes of the 17th of November, 2021. If there are no further corrections, may I get a mover and seconder?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
Honourable Siwa seconds. Duly adopted. We are now on the minutes of the 23rd November 2021. If there are no further corrections, may I check members would want to move for adoption the minutes as the Honourable Kubeka sends up.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honourable Kubeka. I see
thank
Honourable,
you, Chair.
Is it Mutembo?
Chair. I second, Honourable Chair.
I would not recognize you easily with this one. Sorry for that. So I'll take it that everyone would be Honourable Mutim.
I'm sorry, Chair. I'm using a new gadget. I'm struggling to learn it, and it's me.
Okay. Now, thank you, Honourable Mutim. I just wanted it for proper record that we're still referring to you. So okay. That will be that. Honourable members, we now go to the last set of minutes, which is the 30th November 2021.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Mbele, you are recognized. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Under Section D, opening remarks, it's just the second line there. I think there were two words that were put in the wrong order. It should say, as it pertains to the spectrum licensing, not the licensing spectrum, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So that's more like that. That correction has been made. I then check Honourable Members, having made that correction, the mover and seconder. I see Honourable Kubeka send it up. You are recognised?
No, Chair, I was absent in that meeting. Thank you, Chair.
All right, I saw your hand up. That's why I'm checking.
My humble apology.
Okay. I now recognize Honourable Mbele to move the minutes.
Thank you, Chair. I will move for adoption of those minutes.
May I then get a seconder from the attendees? Honourable Mbele?
Honourable Mbele? I second you.
Second. That then would mean the minutes have been adopted. Okay. Gerald, that was the last set of minutes, right?
That's correct, Chairperson.
All right, thank you. Honorable members, I think it's important to always raise this point so that we are able to do the catch up in the next term. That given the tightness of this term that we are ending now, we would have had a challenge of whether we look at minutes or substantive issues that were before us, and would therefore have prioritized holding the executive and its entities accountable and therefore lagged behind on this important task of having minutes that are approved. I think the matter would improve in the next term, that we have all the minutes by the end of the term having been adopted in previous meetings. Quite important from also a legal point of view in case of challenges on recommendations that would have made, that we should be having such minutes to really prove that they are a true reflection of deliberations in the committee and duly adopted by or approved by members as such. So what would improve in that line? This, I think, takes us almost to the end of our meeting. I must take the opportunity as the chair of the committee to really thank members for their dedication and commitment in the work of the committee. And I know that as it is towards the end of the year, having gone through an election campaign that was also run in a very short space of time, meaning that you throw all your energies to it in your different constituencies. But you kept going, and that's why we are able to adopt minutes. It's because meetings have been sitting. We have had reports that we presented to the House and got those agreed to by the House. That's what I would really want to convey to yourselves, that you keep that commitment as we move to next year, 2022. A very important year in terms of some of the service delivery areas that we have agreed upon as the committee, even if you look at it from a point of spectrum licensing, but as well as the BDM program, as which also have already been done in the other provinces. But we do have our timeline for next year. And as the committee would have to keep an eye on that and be able to say to South Africans that indeed what we said we'll do, we are able to do, and that we are not part of the statistics that some of those service delivery areas have been hanging on for term after term of an administration, and that in this sixth administration, this committee can proudly say we contributed in making it happen. So that's really that. Otherwise, honorable members, if we do not meet, as I said, on the basis of Section 161-167 of the Rules of National Assembly, if there's no matter that needs us to meet, of course, enjoy your holidays, get the necessary rest wherever you can, whenever you can. But let's make sure that as we do it, we get the energy to come back and serve the South Africans in the next year. Thank you, honorable members. That really takes us to the end of this meeting as it was convened. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Be safe.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, no, I can understand. Honorable Mlala, are you still connected?
Yes, Yeah, thanks, Makosonke.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mlala. We're happy that yourself and Honorable Matos are still connected.
I'm here, Chairperson. I'm stressed. I couldn't deal with the meeting. I have a reprimand this afternoon about the declarations and
no, we are with you.